And good evening. Welcome to The Big Story on News Talk 760 WJR. Tonight, The Big Story welcomes back Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center, located in West Bloomfield. We are taking your calls tonight as well at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question related to cosmetic surgery or one of Dr. Gray's many non-invasive treatments, call us right now, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. And let me say good evening and welcome back to The Big Story, Dr. Michael Gray.
Thank you. You know, I could just sit here and listen to you talk. I love your voice.
Thank you, Dr. Gray. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to have you back here. It was, what, about 3 months ago the last time we talked?
Could be.
And let's first of all remind the listeners about the types of procedures you do at your state-of-the-art Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center in West Bloomfield.
Well, if you can think about it, I can do it. Well, basically, we do everything from the top of the head to the tippy toes. So as people go through their changes, things are going to be different in their bodies. They have a problem with it. They don't like it. They can correct it. So we can do all types of tucks, facelifts, tummy tucks, arm tucks. That all involves the skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're always going to get more skin. People think they're losing the elasticity. But if you really take a look at people, what's happening is the skin's growing. And if you can look at them real close, you can figure out where it's attached. So it's attached around the smile lines, mm-hmm. by the ear, and slowly grows, and people get a gel.
Is there a procedure that you specialize in that you do more of than others?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a well-rounded surgeon. I do all different types of surgeries. I was trained in a different part of the country. I was trained in New York, Miami, Chicago, and different parts of the country do different things.
Okay.
And when I come here, I bring my knowledge, my expertise here to Michigan, which does things differently or only does some things which are not present in other parts of the country. So, you know, it's like every artist is not an artist. So it depends on who trained you, where you go. So I know all techniques. I offer my patients a choice, but I first have to sit down and educate them so they have the ability to make a decision. If I make the choice for you, you have no choice. If mm-hmm. I only tell you about one out of four things, but I don't tell you the three others, you don't have a choice. So at times my consultations get lengthy, but I feel it's important as an individual to give people choice.
Because you could easily just have a person come in and say, okay, Dr. Gray, I have this money. I want this done. So do it.
Yeah, and I don't like that. What I want is, it's not about that. For
okay.
me is I wouldn't recommend anything for anybody that I wouldn't personally recommend my own daughter.
Okay.
I make the recommendation,
know.
Right?
Okay, that's right.
You can do what you want because you have your own desires. So if I said to someone, you know what, I wouldn't do a breast lift. You know, an implant would be great, but go over the muscle so it's with the breast as it ages. And you want to change your mind, you always want to do a lift, you can put the implant under the muscle. We can always lift the breast back up to the chest muscle. Because remember, skin will always grow. So eventually, you know, at some point in everyone's life, they'll need a lift of some form.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to make a value judgment. Is it something they want to do? Is it something they want to do now? What do they want to do? So I have to figure out what they want to do because they know nothing about what I do. They know nothing. So I have to explain to them what their options are so they can at least tell me what they want, choose. So we have skin deep and we have the surgical side. And basically, let's say someone says to me they don't want surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I only do surgery, I say, okay, you know, come back and when you're ready to do surgery, we'll do surgery. But we have other options there. There's non-surgical treatment of these problems.
Let's talk about the scarless breast enlargement that you specialize in. How does that work?
Well, there's basically four methods that patients can choose from me to place implants, and they each have their pros and cons. For instance, scarless breast enlargement, the belly button, the navel, is the only scar you've been born with. So it's typically an innie, or I can create one if someone doesn't have an innie,
mm-hmm.
and it hides everything very well. Fat has no pain fibers in it. That's why lipos tile real well. It feels like a Charlie horse because it irritates the skin and the muscle, but you're dealing with the fat.
Okay.
And what I do is I glide in the fatty layer from the belly button. I don't go into anybody's belly. Fat has no pain fibers. I glide up to the breast. I dive below the breast or below the muscle, depending on what patients want, and I avoid the breasts altogether. Disadvantage with the belly button technique is it's only saline. So if someone wants a silicone implant or a saline implant through incisions, they will now have to accept a scar in the chest. So it could be placed either through the nipple, under the breast, armpit. But there's a disadvantage. The most advantage with the scarless breast enlargement is it's scarless, less pain. You know, it feels like women tell me it feels like the milk that came in when they had their baby.
Okay.
They're back to their life very quickly.
Recovery is pretty quick.
Yes. They don't have to worry about incisions on the breast, so that, you know, they don't have to worry about busting stitches. Because if they bust a stitch and the incision was made through the skin, through their chest, they will contaminate the implant and it has to be removed. That's it. You bust a stitch, you can lose your implant. So they have a lot of restrictions, but there's more pain because you not only have to go through the skin. You ever get a cut? Cuts don't hurt. You touch a cut and the skin doesn't hurt. Yeah. But what we have to do to get inside the implants below the breast or below the muscle, we have to go through the breast, but we have to cauterize, which means burn. Now, burns hurt. We don't do any cautery when we go through the belly button. But there's lots of cauterization, quote, burning when you go through a structure. So that's what hurts. Burns hurt. You don't have to touch a burn for it to hurt. So there's much more recovery and pain involved with these things when you go through incisions. So basically, modern-day surgery is minimally invasive. That's where we're all heading. Eventually, one day, we can just control the genetics, hopefully, you know, and hopefully prevent diseases and prevent birth defects and things like that.
800-859-0WJR. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center in West Bloomfield, 800-859-0957. Dr. Gray, I hear a lot of young ladies who think about getting breast implants or breast enlargements who say, well, I still want to have children and I want to breastfeed. Is it going to be a problem because I get an implant?
See, I hear that a lot, too. It's not an issue because you got to remember, one, the implant's below the breast tissue or it's below the muscle. It has nothing to do with the breast unless you elect to make an incision through the breast. So if you make a decision to go through the breast, the nipple is where all the ducts that carry the milk to the nipple go. The nipple is basically where all the straws come together, and that's where the baby gets the milk. Mm-hmm. You divide the most milk ducts when you go through the nipple because that's where they're headed. So you decrease the amount of milk that will be coming out to the breast. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't breastfeed. Just means you may not get all the milk out. And depending on how much milk you make anyway, determines whether you can breastfeed. Now, when you go through the armpit, much less milk ducts are affected. But that has the highest risk for infection because that's where the bacteria are mostly. Mm-hmm. The nipple has the highest risk for loss and sensation. When you go under the breast, again, farther away, less milk ducts that are interfered with, and that one can handle the largest implant if you're going to pick, because you can make the incision the longest underneath the breast if you have to. The place that limits the size is the nipple and the armpit, but people don't understand the armpit. Yes, we can hide the scar there. It's in the armpit, but we limit the size of the implant, increases the risk for infection, but we said armpit. We didn't say breast. Mm-hmm. So we have to take a pre-filled balloon going from the side of your chest to get it over to your chest, breast, your breast.
Okay.
So we're opening up a space there. So that one has the highest risk for the implant gliding into the armpit. That's the problem with that. So physicians are going to struggle more when they try to go through the armpit because they want to keep the space small. So with silicone implants, manufacturers of silicone implants really don't want surgeons placing them through the armpit because it places undue strain on the implant, mm-hmm. can cause them to rupture in the future more easily.
800-859-0957, 859-0WJR. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center in West Bloomfield. Let's go to the phone lines right now. John is waiting patiently. He has a question for the doctor. John?
Well, I bet you didn't think a guy would be asking questions.
No, actually, you know, it's very common. And, you know, the difference between men and women is that we don't tell the other guys in the gym what we're doing. We just say we worked out harder. But with women, they all talk with one another. And, you know, guys tend to hide things more. But there's a lot of men doing surgery, believe me.
Go ahead, John.
You've been talking about in the chest area. I'd like to move up a little bit towards the neck area. I have a sleeping problem where I don't breathe properly at night. And I'm wondering if any of the doctors you associate with do things to help people sleep better, breathe better at night.
There could be different causes of that. Again, morbid obesity is one problem. Losing tone with your tongue gliding back into the back of the throat is another problem. Having a soft palate, you know, the uvula, the thing in the back where you saw the little cartoons, the little, you know, the boxing, and the boxing bag in the back of your throat. That could be too much tissue there. And it could be a nasal problem where the air is not going in through your nose. If you're a mouth breather, obviously that's not an issue. But, fat on the neck are also issues. So everything plays a whole. Your whole body is related to it. So unless you had an evaluation, it's really difficult. You have to have a sleep study, typically, to see what's going on.
John, I hope that answers your question.
And your offices get involved in not the sleep study, but some of the diagnosis?
We get involved with not really the diagnosis. That's not really what we do. But, you know, you go to a sleep disorder center, and you'd have to go to respective surgeons or physicians, like ENTs for the upper airway. What we do is, what I would do is handle the fat around the neck.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, John. Let's go to Norm, who has a question for Dr. Michael Gray. Norm?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Go right ahead, Norm.
Okay, my wife had a lap band surgery.
Yes.
And she lost 100 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And she looks great.
Yes.
But she has a lot of sagging skin from her knees up.
Yep. That's where the tucks come in. Tummy tuck, arm tuck, thigh tuck, face tuck, neck tuck. All those tucks tuck skin. They don't reduce fat. They tighten the skin. So she needs to be evaluated. There's surgical and non-surgical approaches. The non-surgical involve heat. So what we do is we heat the tissue, just like cooking steak, chicken, pork, causes the tissue to tighten. So there's methods like Fraxel, which heats the surface of the skin. Thermage heats the middle. Smart Lipo heats the bottom of the skin and causes the skin to tighten. There's also surgical correction of extra skin, which involves that I create the results because at the end of the surgery, you're tight. But it's surgical.
Oh, wow. Great.
Thank you, Norm.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your wife.
Thank you.
And Dr. Gray, you get a lot of that as far as people having these types of surgeries, the gastrointestinal that come in and who have the...
Actually, my training is very diverse. When I first moved here to Michigan, I did about... I was doing this surgery way before everybody else, mm-hmm. but I did about 600 in 2 years, and I did all the reconstructive surgery for everybody. And I'm mostly, my practice just focused on, the cosmetic surgery of this. But these weight loss surgeries are not without risk, mm-hmm. but, the lap band is one of the newer ones. And definitely that is much less risky to do because you're not really removing or cutting. So there's less of risk of any leakage of intestinal contents. You're just putting a band around the upper part of the stomach.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray, who's in studio from the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center in West Bloomfield. Melissa has a question for the doctor. Melissa?
Oh, hi, Dr. Gray. Actually, you did my surgery through the belly button in like 2005, and I'm very happy.
Thank you.
I've had a lot of questions from my friends that ask if I ever wanted to go bigger, which I don't. Would you be able to remove them through the belly button? Or?
Yeah, actually, this is something I do all the time, and no one really knows about it. If you have an implant through incisions and you don't want to go through incisions again, I see these people in my office. You have them through the belly button and you want to go bigger. What I do is what happens, skin and room is always provided. Now, you still can get where the implant is, a tightness, but the skin around the breasts will grow. You will develop more room. So if people want to go bigger, I can go in through the belly button, pop the balloon, it's just a balloon, pull the balloon out, the water comes out, and put a new balloon in its place. It's like taking a small pair of shoes out of a big box and putting a pair of boots in the box because you want to use the box for something else. So we're not doing anything to your space, so there's no pain. There's no restrictions. All we're doing is taking and exchanging balloons. So you have a little soreness around your belly, and you have no restrictions. You go right back to the gym that evening if you want to. If you elect to go through an incision, again, comes to the thing, don't bust the stitches. You'll lose the implant.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Melissa. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa in West Bloomfield, Karen is on the line. Karen, your question for the doctor.
I've been hearing him talk about something called Perfect Lipo. Can you explain what that is? I don't know.
Yes. No one knows. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
All right. This is what perfect lipo is. The perfect lipo is where I can come in, have the fat reduced, have smooth fat, and tight skin. That's the perfect job, right? Well,
right.
Not everybody needs that. If you have lumpy, bumpy fat, for instance, if you have a bowl of Jell-O of fruit in it, we reduce half of it, it's still a bowl of Jell-O of fruit. So that's liposuction. The best form of liposuction to reduce the volume, which is whatever you can grab, that's fat. Because if you pinch the skin on your back of your hand, there's no fat there, right? So whatever
right.
you're pinching, that's fat. The best form of liposuction is external ultrasonic assisted lipo. What it basically does is liquefies the fat. We can suck it out through small puncture holes. It doesn't treat cellulite. Now, if you don't have cellulite, you don't create cellulite. Okay, you have to have cellulite. Treatment of cellulite involves smart lipo. Smart lipo is a small little filament that goes underneath the skin and basically smooths the fat. It heats the under layer of the skin and also causes the skin to tighten. So if someone asked me a test question, how do you treat cellulite? It would be smart lipo and then like cement. You know, if I see them pouring cement, I want to put my fingerprints in it, my handprints. If I get there too late, it's healed or dried. Well, during the first 6 weeks, the body heals most rapidly. If we're working in the fatty layer and it's going from a liquid to a solid, I got to get in there and make my adjustments. So that's where Dermosonic and Triactive come in, which the FDA allows me to own these machines. It has mechanical to smooth the fat, diode lasers, ultrasonic equipment, components to these machines that produce the most smoothing right after surgery. Remember, you only have the first 6 weeks. At home, you're not doing anything. So at home, we have ProPower and the Wellbox, which are both competitors, but it's one or the other. You should do something at home. But people don't have to do what they don't want to do, right? So we can reduce fat, smooth the fat, and tighten the skin. Heating causes tissue tightening. So we can use Fraxel, Thermage, Smart Lipo, which heats the layers of the skin, causes tightening. Now, the procedure, the perfect lipo, is a procedure that's tailored to you for your specific needs. So when I evaluate you, I see what you need. I talk with you. You have some lumpy bumpies. It doesn't bother you. We don't need to address it. We address is what bothers you.
Can you do that on arms?
You can do it anywhere in the body.
Okay.
You can do your calves. You can do your ankles. You can do... See, what people don't understand also is that women collect their fat outside their core of the body, above the muscle. That's where we can lipo. Men collect their fat underneath the muscle. So a 175-pound man is very skinny because the fat is hidden on the inside. I can't lipo the inside because that's with the organs. So it's only what you can grab can be lipoed. But there's many more areas in women to lipo because you only carry the fat on the outside of your body. It's devoid of fat on the inside with the organs.
Okay. And I would come in and see you, and you'd be able to tell me all the areas you could do?
Yes. And I teach you and explain to you, and then we decide what you want to do.
Okay.
All right,
Karen. Just call your office then to book an appointment, or how to...
Yes. Yep. It would be 248-538-3333.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Craig.
Thanks.
Thank you, Karen. And it is 7:21. We'll take a break and come back with more of Dr. Gray from the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center. And we'll take your calls as well here on News Talk 760 WJR. And welcome back to The Big Story. We are visiting with Dr. Michael Gray tonight with the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. He is in studio to take your calls. Any questions you have about cosmetic surgery, give us a call now, 800-859-0-WJR, 800-859-0957. Before we get to the calls, though, Dr. Gray, you know, a lot of people who are out of work, you know, they're looking to get an edge, you know, on the job market, and a lot of people want to look younger in doing that. What kind of advice would you give to those?
Well, you know, interesting that you brought that up because I'm seeing a lot of people in my office that retired
mm-hmm.
and are coming back to work. You know, one could be they're bored and one because they have to. But the competitive edge is not looking your age, basically, feeling better about yourself. If, you know, I think, therefore I am. If you have the ideology that you will succeed, you will.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you feel like this? Well, you know, you feel better about yourself, whether, you know, you're healthier, you know, you go to the gym or you're doing something outwardly to your appearance. You feel better. You're happier. I know I'm not going to be so happy when I don't have any hair.
Okay.
But I'll have to adjust to it.
Right.
So until they have the miracle growth, you know, maybe I have a cheetah head, you know.
Right. You know, we're not so far from that, I'm sure, Doctor.
But with the aging population, you know, the skin has dramatic changes. You know, not only do you lose volume in your face, you have extra skin, it folds, you get wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
We can treat all those.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. We have people waiting to get to you, Dr. Michael Gray. Let's go to Judy, and she has a question for the doctor. Good evening, Judy.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm from a family of jowls, and I'm...
We all are. Everybody's going to get a jowl.
Well, we have them big time. And I've always been a very thin person. My hair is very short, and I'm wondering if there's any way to deal with that without it showing. Scars, or
the way it works is, yes, these procedures are designed to hide the scars in the most inconspicuous areas, and facelifts heal them, hide them the best. You can hide it underneath the hair tuft, follows the grooves in front of the ear. The eye doesn't see curved lines too well, but it sees straight lines real well. So you follow the grooves of the ear, and you have natural folds there anyway. Underneath the earlobe, behind, onto the ear, where the ear crosses over into the bare area behind the ear, you can hide the scar and then go down into the hairline. And they heal great. Facelifts are not what people think. A lifestyle lift is a facelift. A J lift is a facelift. An S lift is a facelift. A mini facelift is just a smaller facelift. So you can do as much as you want. The jowls is corrected mostly with the incisions in front of the ear. So if you walk up to the mirror and you take your hand, you push everything back, of course you want that corrected, but you also don't want to leave any deformities when you're pushing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to follow the skin, and the longer you make the incision, the more results you get. The neck lift does the neck. The mini facelift does the jowls. And if you have lots of skin, you combine the two, and we call that a facelift. So that does the jowls and the neck. So you can do that surgically or non-surgically. Again, we do this also with heat, but you know, you may not get the result you want with just heating the tissue, and you can always elect to move into something more aggressive.
How many years does this last before it becomes
brown? Everybody asks that question, and you know, it's not like that. I have a grandfather clock at home, and I got to go home every week on a Friday, and I got to pull the weights up because it's going to tick forward. What we're going to do to you is we're going to make you more youthful. We're not going to make you 20. You're still going to be you, but you're going to be you without that extra skin hanging off your face. So you're going to be you, and then you're going to age, and you're going to change, and everybody changes differently, and everyone ages differently, and your genetics are different than the next person. So you said you were from a family of jowls. Well, you're a family that genetically has skewed to developing jowls earlier than the next guy. So it just depends on your genetics. So we physically correct you and change you forever, and then you change. And when it's not like water evaporates and we got to put more in the dish. It's whenever it happens for you and whenever your personality recognizes this is happening. Because I see all decisions. You only see the decisions you're aware of, right? Then you see correction. So it depends when you realize there's something going on.
All right, Judy.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And before we take a break, let's go to Jan. She's been waiting patiently. Jan, you have a question for the doctor?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I had eye surgery because of the eyelids coming down and inhibiting my sight.
Yes.
And now I have the problem of the forehead skin coming down and pushing on the eyelids. And when I talked to the ophthalmologist surgeon, he said there's nothing that can be done. You have to have plastic surgery. Well, that's an out-of-the-pocket situation. Insurance won't cover.
Correct.
And I'm having problem with that skin being heavy on the eyelids, pushing on the eyelids, making it feel like it's scratchy. And it comes down heavy enough so that it's wearing off the bottom eyelash.
It is going to be cosmetic. It's not going to be handled by your insurance company. Insurance companies will handle things that are a problem to your health. Having extra skin on your lids is not, unless it's interfering with your ability to see. And that has to be documented very well. You have to have photographs of it. There's computers that will know that you're lying when you take these tests. They can tell. whether or not you can see. So you can't fake this.
Yeah, I've had those tests.
Right. So you know about them. Unless the surgeon's going to start committing fraud with the insurance company, you know, you can't have it run under your insurance. This is a cosmetic situation. You don't like it because you just don't like it. And
now
really,
it's pushing on my eyelid.
I understand, but that's what it does. That's aging. You know, the jowl pushes on your chin. I mean, it's just how it is. Mm-hmm. It may be bothersome to you, but it won't be covered by your insurance. Now, these surgeries are affordable. They're not really expensive, to tell you the truth, but, you know, everyone's...
suggested price?
Well, typically it's around, I think it's around $1,800, and there's a special or something going on every time, but it's about $1,800. And the thing is that it may not be your forehead that needs to be treated. You could just trim the extra skin of the upper lid again. I have to evaluate you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's also financing companies that we work with.
I was gonna ask you about that.
Make your payments even lower, you know, and spread it out over time.
No, I can't afford to make payments with a set income, and it's my only income. I'm not a two-party household.
No, I understand. I'm sorry.
All right.
The insurance won't cover it, though.
And welcome back to The Big Story tonight, visiting with Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa in West Bloomfield. And he has a website, and I did not mention that, and I want to mention that so you can go right now if you're sitting at home or if you're on your laptop and you want to find out everything that he can do and has done. You can go to anewyou.com, anewyou, all one word, anewyou.com, and get all of that information. And Dr. Michael Gray has been here before, and we've talked about this before, and I've had a question from people, Dr. Gray, about safety procedures and the types of safety procedures you have in your office to make sure things are safe.
Well, it's not an office.
Okay.
The building was built to the guidelines of surgery centers.
Okay.
And it follows the rules of all surgical facilities, which follow the rules of basically the hospitals. We
right.
just don't do inpatient surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no, what I do doesn't require inpatient.
Inpatient, yeah.
So whatever you can think of that a hospital has, we have more of it.
Okay.
You know? And everybody's trained, and we have the facilities, we have all the equipment. And actually, anybody knows me, I'm a type A Virgo, and you know, I go to the extreme with a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the extreme with my office. So my office is built to the nth degree, and it was a well-designed. It's a surgical facility, and outpatient surgical facility that was designed by people who design surgical centers. And what I did is I attached offices to the building. So where I do my consultations is in the building, but it has nothing to do with the operative facility itself.
Now, you also have the Skin Deep Spa that you guys, it's hair removal, anti-aging, spa facial, spa body. What I hear a lot of and people want to know a lot about is tattoo removal.
Right.
A lot of people have tattoos that they no longer want, tattoos of
regrets.
Of the boyfriend or the girlfriend's name, and now we're not together anymore, or you know, maybe that late night out with a couple of pops and I got a tattoo and now I don't want it.
Right. Well, we have the machine that can take care of that. Basically, that's just ink, and the body has these cells called macrophages, basically like little Pac-Man that go around the body looking for anything that doesn't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too big for the body, it can't remove it. So if you had what is called road rash, you fell down, you slid down off your bike, you got sand inside your wound, if it doesn't get taken out in the emergency room, it becomes part of your body.
Right.
So, because those particles are too big for the body to eliminate, well, the lasers, what they do is basically cause micro-explosions of the particles and break the pigment up into small little particles where the Pac-Man can come around and take it away. But this has to happen slowly over time. What Skin Deep does, the ideology of Skin Deep, it's the non-surgical intervention, prophylaxis against aging. All the things that you can do that we have medically that I screen all the BS out of it before it comes here into my facility, and we pick the things that work,
mm-hmm.
the best machines that are available. We're updating and upgrading all the time, and we have the equipment that will help with the cellulite and laser hair that can be done on all types of skin now, all right?
And acne? You
we have machines and lasers that take care of acne. treat it if you have it. We help prevent it. Good skincare, because, you know, it starts from the skin and then works its way in. And, you know, we do laser hair, we do wrinkles, treat the fine lines and wrinkles. We have cosmeceuticals, we call it, because it's not, you don't go to Lancome and go buy what you can buy in a physician's office. You're not going to get the medicine that you need. It's more of a name, mm-hmm. you know, Estee Lauder. What it is that we have these chemicals that are physician strength. You have to get it through a physician. You have to get your prescription through a physician. You get it at the pharmacist, but you have to have a prescription. These are medical strength chemicals that will help treat the skin. So when people go to the cosmetic counter, they're going to buy all this stuff, you know, you're wasting your money, because the FDA won't allow them to put anything of significance in that jar. You're buying a name.
800-859-0WJR. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray, 800-859-0957. Let's go to the phone lines. Jerry has a question for the doctor. Good evening, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Yourself?
I've got a question. My wife had implants, silicone implants, 20 to 25 years ago, and one of them over time seems a little harder than the other, and what is your suggestion? Should we look into having them looked at or removed? Or
well, here's the thing. First of all, I want you to know that one, water doesn't get hard when it's water, not ice, and silicone doesn't get hard. The
okay.
space that's created in your body, you're not born with a space. That's a wound, and the body is slowly healing around a balloon. And when there's no more room around the balloon, it's hard. So there's things that we do in my office that we teach you how to prevent this. We prevent the healing. The implants, the breasts, is the only place in the body where we don't want you to heal. But you have to have this knowledge to know what you need to do. So what happens is the space is closing, getting hard. It can just make the implants firm. It can make the implants firm and distorted. It can make the implants firm, distorted, and painful. Okay, but what we do is we treat the space. We create more space. But your implants are 20 or 30 years old. Back then, they didn't have the technology that they have now in chemistry. And just like if you have an oil stain on your shirt or lapel, you're going to use an oil solvent. You have a water-soluble stain, use a water solvent to remove the stain. Back then, they made the implants that were so close to the shells, were so close to the insides that it just disintegrated. So I would expect that the implant doesn't have a shell anymore to it. It's just a glob of silicone. Now, it's not going to hurt you or anything like that. It's not a medical emergency. There's nothing wrong. If your wife elects to get this fixed, we can fix it, but we'll have to replace those implants. Modern-day implants don't do that. The technology is much more advanced now, so you don't have to replace your implants because it's 10 years. Back then, the implants, we learned over time that they dissolved the shell, and it was basically just a glob of silicone. There is no worry. The implant is invisible. The body doesn't know it's there. It just, we go in, we'll create more space, we'll take that out and put a new implant in, and she's fine. If she wants that, it's all elective.
Sure.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Let's go to George now, who has a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center. George?
Yeah, hi. Hi. I'm like a 60-year-old guy with...
So you're young.
We have a 60-year-old.
The 60 is a new 40, right?
I have an apron.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you can do all those procedures. What I wanted to ask you, I had a... had back surgery a while, so I wasn't really able to exercise, but I've lost about 40 pounds. I'm still in the, I mean, it's this, the more I lose, I guess the more my skin grows. So is it best to exercise and get yourself the best you can prior to having your...
Well, here's what's happening. First of all, you can't exercise in tightened skin. You can you can burn calories away. So what happens, you had the skin, but the fat that's in the skin is going away as you're losing weight. And you had to provide skin to cover yourself. So now you have extra skin and you have a smaller body. The way it works is I have to evaluate you to give you an opinion. It's really hard over.
No, I understand that.
But when you reach a certain point where you feel that you want to correct something, you don't have to reach your ideal body weight. Okay, and that often that's impossible. Typically what happens when you lose weight, it comes out of your face and breasts if you're a female, and face and males. So what happens is you destroy other parts of your body and make them look worse in doing what you're trying to achieve. Once you've reached a point where you're satisfied, or, you know, I can do a tummy tuck for you, liposuction won't create extra skin. You have to have the extra skin hanging in the beginning to have extra skin. You follow me?
I follow you.
So you've had to have some sort of apron there. In the you're just deflating. So you had to have this in order to have the extra skin. Because people who don't have the apron, when they lose the weight, they don't get the apron. It has to be some remnants of that.
Right, I've gotten heavy, and I'm trying to...
Right. And what it is maybe if I did the procedure for you now, and you can wait, maybe you'll be able to do more for yourself. And now, I'm not saying that doesn't mean we may need to tweak it or do something else in the future, but you decide at what point you're ready to do something, what point you're ready for this, and then you do it.
Okay, and you can do like different areas at different times? I mean,
absolutely. This is an ongoing process of change, and you just keep up with it. You do as much or as little as you want throughout your life. If certain things bother you, like for instance, I had LASIK. I just didn't want to wear my glasses anymore. I have new teeth. I just didn't like my teeth. So, you know, I just do different things. I do laser hair on my back because, you know what, I don't want it. You know, I'm tired of shaving it. I don't have that much, guys, but, okay. You know, it's not the HB, but, you know, the hairy back, but, you know, I just don't want it. So I do things, you know.
Well, I never really thought of it because of my wife was sort of in the same situation I was in. But my wife died, so now it's a whole different circumstances.
Right. A lot of people come in because their situation changed. They're not only in a different situation with the competitive market at work, but socially they're competitive now. They're single now. They want to find someone to spend the rest of their life with, and they want to look better for themselves and feel and live more.
Yeah, I guess that's my circumstances.
George, thank you for your question.
Okay, thank you very
Appreciate
much.
It.
Thanks.
It's 7:49 right now. We'll take a break and come back and wrap it up on the big story. Mary Dan, stay right there. We'll be back with you. Dr. Michael Gray will answer your questions in just a moment here on News Talk 760 WJR. And welcome back to the big story. We have Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa in studio to take your questions at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Mary is on the line, and she's waiting to ask Dr. Michael Gray a question. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, hi. I have a 7-year-old daughter who has recently become very self-conscious of her prominent ears, and I'm wondering at what age is it appropriate to consider ear pinning, and what does that involve, I guess specifically in terms of recovery?
7 is the age, actually.
Okay.
Once she starts getting teased in school, she's done. There's nothing you can do about it. If she's mature enough to undergo the procedure, she can have it. It's not really a big deal. The cartilage in the ear has a certain shape to it, and basically we just make it fold properly. And we can do this with the cup behind the ear, which catches the sound, as well as the pin, it's called. Just make the fold and make the cup less so the ears sit closer, more naturally to the head. This is a big problem with kids and even young men. They don't take off their shirt in gym because they have gynecomastia or male moobs, or moobs you guys call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's male breasts. But at the young age, when they start getting harassed in school, is when you got to jump on it, because that
right.
cannot go on. It's going to affect them psychologically.
Right. Well, she's not at the age where anyone has said anything to her, but, you know, we try to wear her hair down and,
she's
you know,
conscious about
things
it.
Like that. But, yes,
someone
exactly.
said
she's
something
noticed
to her.
It, so.
No, if she's
okay.
conscious about it, someone said something to her. You follow me?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Well, yes. Hopefully not, you know, but people could be mean. But
right.
it's a fairly simple procedure.
So in terms of recovery, I mean, is it something we should schedule, you know, in the summer months when she's not in school? Is it going to be something that works quickly?
There's not much recovery. I just have you be very careful afterwards for the first 3 weeks. I don't really want you participating in sports. If, you know, she can go do it on Friday, back to work the next day, or, you know, go to school and do schoolwork on Monday. I'd want her not to do swimming or contact sports or anything like that. The stitches dissolve. Nothing needs to come out. It could be done on the local. You don't have to be asleep for it. It's whatever she's mentally capable of doing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary. Dwayne is on the line and has a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center. Dwayne?
Yes. Doctor, I'm an older gentleman, and I've lost a little weight. several pounds, and then in my face, I look like I have more lines under the eyes. Look like my cheeks have went down, and now I have a lot of bags under the eyes, and some of it from sleep deprivation. So I wonder what could be done about that.
Well, that's called doing your eyes. The bag is actually fat, so we basically pluck the fat out. If the skin's hanging over the edge of the orbit where the eyelid attaches, then that's extra skin, and we have to remove the extra skin. We could do that with lasers, too. Laser can help tighten the skin. The CO2 laser is the best. The extra skin, you have to decide if you want to do the liquid facelift. Basically, we do fillers in the face to fend off a facelift for the future. That's what people do around the chin and laugh lines. We can also be more aggressive and do a facelift or a mini facelift for you that just takes care of the jowls. Really, you can be as aggressive as you want, depending on what bothers you. But this is one example, Lloyd, where you try to lose weight, but things always change. It's not the same as it was before. You start losing weight, it comes out of your face in males. And, you know, when I looked skinnier in my photos, I was doing my six-pack. I was getting my six-pack, but you know, to get that, my face was suffering from it, so I had to stop. So I told you in the last show, you know, I stopped, I gained some weight back, and I just leaned to the side, numbed it up, and I just did myself, my waist, and I'm very happy with it. And I do it again. You know, you can't diet a spot away. It'll affect other areas. What we do is that's where liposuction comes in. It attacks the spot that bothers you, doesn't affect other areas. So now you've lost weight, you're happier with your abdomen. Now you got to do something about your face or women, their face and breasts.
Yeah.
You know, things change.
Are these procedures learned? Is this done over several procedures, or it can be done once?
No, it can be done all together. I mean, certainly I'm going to stop you if I think you're going crazy, you know, with it. I'll do it over time. This is elective. You know, my first goal is to make sure that you're safe. You know, I don't care as much as little as you want to do. It's whatever you want to do. But, you know, safety is first, period.
Okay.
You know, and it can be done on a lunchtime. You know, if you do want to do, like, the liquid facelift, that's done within 5 minutes.
And you can see results that quick?
Yeah. The results with all surgical procedures are immediate. You know, fillers are immediate.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Dwayne. Doctor, we're almost out of time. And, you know, I had a person ask me to ask you a question, and they said, could you ask Dr. Michael Gray if the Octomom really had, you know, some collagen or something shot in her lip? She says she didn't.
But she did, and she's not going to admit it because she's going to receive social turmoil from everyone in the world if she admits to it. So where did she get? So she's spending money on herself, not her kids. So absolutely. You can see if you look at her lips, they're uneven. And my daughter just texts me, Ariana, that I'm corny. Okay. I don't think I'm corny.
No, I don't think so.
Technology.
You know, your dad is pretty cool, Ariana.
Yeah. Yes. She just doesn't know that yet.
Dr. Michael Gray, thank you so much for coming back in. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
The Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, located at 6635 Daly Road, West Bloomfield, just one light west of Orchard Lake Road off of Maple. You can call 248-538-3333 for an appointment or consultation. And if you would like to go to the web, it is anewyou.com. Thank you for listening to The Biggest Hour on Detroit Radio. My producer, Rosanna Kelly, engineer tonight, Rob Vlasic. I'm Lloyd Jackson. I'll see you here tomorrow night. And remember, if it's big news, it's on The Big Story.
Talking about what matters to you. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.